And here we are back, hour number two, Thursday, March 26th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, having kind of a relaxing day. Well, not for me, but hopefully for you at home. A little day to get away from all the news that's been going on around the world and have a little fun talking about frivolous things. But, you know, on some levels, educational things, social things, since the kids are at home, with Abby Crowman, who has been a regular guest on this show. Abby?
It's fun. It's such a good break from all the heaviness.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the questions, I'm done with the mail questions, because I don't, you went through them during the break.
Yeah.
And they're very difficult. So you bring up a topic.
Well, what's relevant, Scott?
We're not talking about the relevant thing.
No, not that so, one. I mean, like, relevant socially, right? Because we don't want to talk about, we know, you know, all of the heavy pandemic issues.
We know about the pandemic. We know what's going
on there.
We've been
informed. We're not trying to be uninformative.
No, it's there's nothing new going on this morning.
Right.
Everything's on the news that needs to be on the news. Mm-hmm. So this is just a conversation between people.
Right. What's important? What's life? I don't know. I spend my
What's going on in your life? What problems do you have right now? Let's solve them.
Oh, gosh. Problems? I don't know. I mean, I think I am facing the same things at home as everybody else, like balancing between not working and being, you know, now suddenly like the teacher to the kids, and balancing everything you have to do, like as a mom and as a teacher and all of that. So I don't know. That's what's going on at my house. It's busy, busy days. But why are you shaking your head like this is not what's happening?
Well, I don't know. It might be, but.
And I'm trying to get home projects done. Scott, don't you like try to use this time to really do something? You know,
it's all
this stuff. I read something the other day. It was on Facebook, of course, but like, I don't, you might have seen it. Somebody put something up about how, you know, it's a son, it's the child asking the parent like 10 to 20 years from now about this, you know, time that we're in, this quarantine, you know, pandemic. And the only thing the child, you know, the child states, I just remember everybody being at home and we ate more family dinners and we played family games and we were able to sleep and I wasn't tired all the time because I wasn't getting up for school and staying up late doing homework. And the point of it was that he said this was actually one of the happiest times of my childhood. So I'm like trying to keep that mindful with the kids at home, like, and not stress out all the time, because the kid is going to have a totally different memory of it than what you do. My 7-year-old is going to, that's exactly what he's going to remember.
I don't have a bad memory of this. It's been a very productive time.
And that's what I'm trying to make it for at home and for the kids. I want them to think, you know, my mom didn't panic. She didn't freak out. She kept us calm. And we, you know, even if they're going to learn about what a panic time that it was, I'm sure, you know, 10 years from now, they're not going to be like, oh, everybody was happy and everybody was, you know, social distance and spent time at home. That's what I want him to remember. I don't think that's what they're going to learn.
It's a very strange time to live in, but it's been very interesting on the news end. I have to revise the news constantly because it's constantly changing. And to have people on who I've known for a long time, like the sheriff, like the mayor, like the health commissioner, and talk about these things that are facing the community, it's very different. It's different.
Well, I think in this, you know, in this case, we're only learning what we know from other countries. Like, no one has ever faced this. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know if you can get it again. We don't know if this is going to happen again. We don't know if it just happens and goes away. Nobody knows how long it's going to last. I think there's so many uncertainties that that's why it's so concerning, obviously. It's such a strange time. I told you earlier when I got here, it's like every day is like Twilight Zone.
I don't know. You know, it seems to me, I mean, I have a little more time on my hands than I did before, but it seems like normal days. I mean, I don't know. It's different in a way, and then again, it's not.
It's like alternate universe stuff for me, I feel like.
Well, it hasn't impacted me to that degree, I think, because I don't know anybody affected by it right now, by the illness.
I just feel like there's this whole different feel everywhere.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
It's just a whole different thing. I said it yesterday to my oldest son, kind of just in passing. I was like, every day seems so different. And he's like, oh my gosh, you feel it too? I said, I do. I can't put a finger on it. I don't know what it is, but it's just everything feels different. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I know I'm not the only one who feels like that.
But you're a bit of an oddball to begin with. So normally, you know, you're high stress.
So maybe this is stress at all. I've not been stressed at all during this. I really haven't. I've been very calm because I need to be, you know, be calm with my kids. I'm not afraid of, you know, the virus and things like that.
Well, I think you have to be precautious.
Precautious is one thing, but I'm not trying to be afraid of it. I'm not trying to like induce panic at home because all of it. I mean, I make my kids wash their hands and we try to do all the proper things. They play outside, though. You know, my oldest has been
I went out for a walk last night. Yeah. It was very nice.
And you said, I heard you say that no one was out.
Yeah, it was weird. Nobody
my
was out.
My neighborhood was just buzzing. I mean, like, everybody was out. It was really nice. Not that we were not together, but everyone was out taking walks, or all the kids were out playing or riding bikes. It was very nice.
Well, I guess I went right before it got dark. Maybe that had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. It was like 7:30.
Yeah, maybe.
But I did smell like somebody was cooking out or their house was burning down. I don't know which, but it smelled good.
Well, we cooked out. Maybe that was last week. But, I think it was a nice evening.
Well, the weather's been nice the last couple days. So that's also been weird.
You know, if we were going to be hit by a pandemic, I really wish it would have started like June 1st.
Really?
Yeah, because of the night, it would be so much better if the weather were just nice. Just yesterday proved that, I think. Being outside, right?
I don't know.
If I could get some sun and be outside and I think it'd be okay.
You're not supposed to go out and sit in the sun.
According to who?
Doctors and people of that nature.
What do you mean?
It's like, bad for your skin.
Oh, no, you mean like just vitamin D. Everybody needs the sun.
Oh, yeah, I mean like the sun. But you said sit out in the sun. Like you were out there trying to get a tan or something.
Sit on my front porch. Like I just like sitting in the warm. There's no nap. Like just one on the front porch where the sun is coming in and it just feels so good.
You take a nap on the front porch?
I've done it numerous times. This is amazing. It's my favorite time.
Well, see, but you jumped on me earlier on for taking naps in the afternoon. Why can't I take... You're taking naps.
I didn't jump on you.
You said, hey, why are you taking naps? I don't have time to do that sort of thing.
I never said that.
Seemed like that.
I didn't say that at all. I might be envious of your naps, but I wasn't.
I like a good afternoon. I wake up and I'm like full of energy and ready to do things.
You've never wanted to, in the nice weather though, just take one outside?
No, because then I feel like I'm a vagrant, like sleeping in a park if I take it outside.
I feel like it's amazing.
I would love to come by your house while you're asleep outside and just, you know, like cut your hair or dump water on top of you or something.
Really mean.
Well, no, that's what you do when people do strange things like that.
It's not strange to sleep
once
outside.
You're outside, it's public. What, maybe if you're in a tent, maybe not, but if you're just laying
I have
outside,
a porch
that's
laying
strange.
On my front porch, and it's amazing. I take a pillow out there and just sit there and I like look at like I'm watching the kids play in the yard or something and then just sort of doze off. It's
it bores you that much.
It's not boring. It's so relaxing.
Yeah, are you relaxed during this time?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I try to be. There's obviously like some inner stress, but I try to be relaxed. I'm able to relax.
I just, I don't think about anything.
I haven't done that since, like, before I had kids. I've never had, like, this mindless state in a really long time. I don't know what that feels like.
Really?
Yeah, not really. I think when you're a parent, you always have this constant thing. I'm not saying, oh, here we go again, but you're able to, like, think, you know, like, my bills are paid, my day is done, I don't have anything to worry about. Like, as long as you're fed and, like, your stuff is done, that's all you have to worry about. That's amazing.
Is it?
I feel like that
would
be
it. So my life
it.
Is just a cakewalk.
Yeah, kind
of. Really? Well, that's very nice of you.
Well, you're saying, like, if you're like you have an end of the day, like, right? Your day is done.
And you not can really. Just, you can not just, really, because no? People are always calling, and people always want things, and people are always asking things, and it kind of goes like that.
But you can shut your phone off. You can disconnect.
Right.
When you're a mom or a parent, you just can't disconnect.
Right, but that's different, because I think you're used to it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm used to it. I'm not complaining. It's just not a feeling that I guess I haven't ever had that just plain, that's just like totally relaxed, no, nothing to like be responsible for feeling. I don't remember that.
Well, you always have worry. Worry is a part of everybody's life. You got to have some worry in your life. That's what keeps you going in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why you're trying to, like, kid shame me here. I don't know what this is about.
Oh, my gosh, I'm totally not kid shaming you.
I think you are.
Not at all.
You use that excuse a lot. You say, well, you don't have kids.
Kids are not an excuse. I don't ever use that as an excuse. I don't. It's just a different life. You just have a different life. It's not an excuse.
But that's by choice.
Absolutely. I don't want to say it's not bad. It's just different. I have different things that are, you know, and maybe an order of importance than you. So, like, getting your Diet Coke this morning fell back on that a
behind
little
bit. Behind your drink. Now, this had nothing to do with kids. Now, don't try to lay that on kids, because you got your drink.
I left in enough time to get yours.
So you say, well. But yet there is no drink here. What are you doing? Why do you keep looking down?
I'm important.
Stop.
I gotta stop. Why does it bother you when I look down? You look over at your computer all the time and you're messaging random people and you're not looking for content.
Nothing. I'm looking for content. I'm always looking for content.
No, you're not. You're messaging. You're messaging and sending messages. And I tell you this when I listen on the air, I can tell when you're like doing something because you're like, there's a little pause and then sometimes you let out like a little giggle and then you just keep going.
I let out a little giggle.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's because a lot of times I'm talking to you or to Michelle.
I know. I like distracting you.
Well, but you write these crazy messages that have no point to them at all.
No, I don't.
You do. Like you're talking about movies or such and such. I don't know.
Because your movie trivia just stinks.
Well, what do you really think about it?
Didn't you want the honest
review?
Let's
be honest.
Didn't you want an honest review?
Gee whiz.
Just pick some from like more recent history. That would be good. We're not doing movie trivia today, are we?
No.
Okay.
No, but your kids like the Family Feud trivia.
Oh my gosh, they thought that was so fun. We were listening obviously that day in the car, and Owen and Dax, and they were like, oh, can we call in? I said, well, yeah, you can call in. And they got busy a couple of times, and then they both finally got through, so that was a lot of fun.
See?
It was fun. Family Feud was fun.
Are you good at that?
I think it's fun. Yeah, I mean, it's a fun game to play. I don't know if I'm
good at it. Is there anything you think you're not good at?
Well, that's true, no. Yes. Of course, there's lots of things I'm not good at.
Tell us.
I'm not a great cook. I try really hard. I'm not a great cook. It's not my strong suit. I mean, I'm sure.
What else you got?
I'm not a great bowler.
Bowler.
I'm not a great runner.
Not a great runner.
Like, what are we talking about?
We're not good at what? What are you good at? What are your strong suits?
I'm a good mom.
Okay.
I'm a good worker. I have good like work ethic and things like that. I'm a good house.
Is that where all the gray hair comes from?
For sure. Yeah. Now I can't get my hair done. So.
How often do you dye your hair? This is interesting.
Well, it just depends. Like, I was supposed to actually get my hair done yesterday, and that would have been like about 3 months prior. But a lot of times I miss, like I do it like every other time or something. Like a couple times a year, like on like two, three, just depends on when I can get there.
Like
my schedule's really busy.
Like if you missed, it would be.
I did miss. Like, so it needs done now.
I see gray.
There's some gray.
Yeah. So if you missed, it would be all gray.
No, my gray doesn't like filter throughout my hair.
Well, how do you know? Have you ever went a long period of time?
You can see that I don't have gray hair growing in like the back of my head. It's just up by my face. That's all
it is. There's still some dye in there, I'm sure.
Well, maybe. I mean, it just kind of goes to like my normal hair color, like for the most part. But gray would not overtake my head right now. No, if I just let it go, I would. Oh, it's just kind of right up by my face. It's weird. I mean, you're going to see it because I can't go get my hair done, and I'm not going to do like grocery store hair dye because I would probably screw it up somehow.
But you do get it dyed when you go to the salon.
I do. She just usually does like my roots.
Roots?
No, they're roots.
Your Kentucky roots?
I can't. So, yes, I get my hair done, which I don't think is a bad thing.
I think everybody needs to get their hair done.
Go grow old gracefully someday. Grow gray. Go gray.
That's not a guy thing. We don't dye the hair.
No, I know. I see that. You don't dye the hair. Scott? You call me out on my gray hairs.
Could you have,
but on a guy, it's distinguished.
Could you have gone like right there and not done that?
It's distinguished. Salt and pepper look, right?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
You know, I remember when I was in college, mm-hmm. I had friends who were going to the beauty academy. And they used to, because my hair is not difficult to cut.
Right.
And they used to want me to come there to do it. And they would always try things. Like in those days, they had frosting. Is what they called it.
Oh, right.
For guys.
Tips and things.
Yeah, did the things. And they would do that on me because it was, practice. And it's funny because now they're natural.
That you call that frosted? I'm sorry?
Well, I call it, I don't know. Highlight? Some kind of highlight. I don't know what it is.
That's like a gray light.
It's not gray, though.
Silvery?
No.
It's definitely not blonde, if this is what you're asking.
But it has not overtaken my head.
Okay.
Well, you know it hasn't.
Scott.
What?
It is
Nobody would look at my hair and say that you have gray hair. Nobody would say that.
Baloney.
No, they wouldn't say that. What's the color of your hair? They wouldn't say gray.
No, they'd say like salt and pepper. You cannot shake your head about that. You are fooling yourself. I can admit that I have gray hairs. And
I have gray hair.
Right,
I'm not denying
head.
That I have gray hair.
You are kind of denying it.
But nobody would say you have, like an older person, they'd say, what color is your hair? Gray.
You're in denial right now.
My hair is still brown.
Ish.
I'll get a can of hair dye like you. And then all brown
hair.
Do
not get a can of anything. Do not go there. Like, have, you know, though, I did see the other day at the store, they had like the spray that you spray on just to kind of cover up like just a little bit of regrowth there.
At least I still have my hair.
100%.
You know, a lot of guys.
Yeah. Bald is beautiful.
Is it?
I think so. I don't mind a bald head.
Well, let me tell you something about bald head.
Okay.
Now, that is. Here's the reason that... Hello, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I have a message about my child.
Okay. Now, here's the thing about bald head. I think that's fine, but it's because people have lost their hair. It's not because they want to be bald.
I agree.
So, I don't know that that's necessarily positive. I mean, if you want to do it, fine. I don't care what you're doing up there. But...
You're not a fan of people who just go bald because they want to go bald. If they lose their hair, it's one thing. Is this what you're saying?
Well, some people shave their head just to shave their head. But some people do it because they're bald and they become self-conscious because they don't want, like, the rim around the side.
I don't know. I don't like that. I would rather just be bald.
Right, but I think that's what baldness comes from. It's not because you want to be bald. It's because you have lost your hair.
Right.
Guys who still have their hair usually don't shave their heads.
Mm-hmm. If it's growing correctly, yeah, I agree.
Like, why would I shave my head at this point?
I don't think you need to shave your
head.
The
hair is still there.
I don't think you need to shave your head. I think a lot of bald guys, if they could grow their hair, they would, yeah, you're right, they would
right.
still have it.
So bald is not the thing.
I'm not saying it's the thing.
What would you say bald is?
Bald is beautiful.
Bald is beautiful.
I mean, I'm not saying go shave your head because it looks good, but if you lose
your
hair,
rather
I
have
think
you'd rather have hair.
I wouldn't rather have hair. I think it's just
that's not
just
true.
Person.
Now, see.
I don't care if guys have hair or not.
You need help.
Why?
You need help. You can't.
To each his own. I don't. Like, why would I care if you have hair or not?
I don't know. You were judging people's shoes the other day. Now you won't judge their hair?
I wasn't judging shoes.
You said something about shoes. Something about a guy's shoes.
It's one of the things that I notice are his shoes. See, look at you. Look at you.
What?
Looking over there. You're reading. You're not even listening to me.
You said shoes.
Right. No, you said shoes, so I responded to that.
You know, I don't know where it's your mother's father. That's where the baldness
Correct.
Genes
yes.
come from.
Right.
So my mother's father is still alive,
mm-hmm.
and he has hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother's father had a full head of hair, and so does. I mean, if you're looking at my father, so does my dad.
And I figure at this point, it's probably not going to go. It would have already went.
Right.
Because usually it goes when you're in your 20s.
I don't think you're going to lose your hair. I mean, you might thin or something like that, but I don't think you're going to go bald.
Well, that's good because, you know, it's thick. That's what they always say when they cut it. They say, boy, your hair's thick.
Because you're practically middle-aged now, right?
Well, if I'm middle-aged, what does that say for you?
Same.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with that?
I guess so.
That you're half done?
I guess. I mean,
has the first half of your life been? Now, this is a really good topic.
It's a good topic. It's been, I will say that it's not what I planned it to be, but I think it's good.
When you were a kid,
mm-hmm.
when you were in high school,
right.
what was the secret to life? What was the life going to be like? This is a good lesson for people to learn. How you can have high expectations and then everything is wrecked and ruined by the time you're middle-aged and you're still alive.
Well, that's really crappy of you to say.
Well, no, I'm not saying you in general.
Actually,
I'm just saying
just
that happened. No. No, you took that about you.
You are something else. Here's the thing. I had the same, in high school, I had the same attitude that I do now. Obviously, things are different, but it's just do what makes you happy. That's the best advice that I can give.
Do what makes you happy.
Absolutely.
Well, that's profound. Chisel that on a stone tablet and give it to Moses.
Well, somebody should. People are always so caught up in doing what they think everybody else wants them to do or what they should be doing.
Oh, no, I don't think you should do that. No, I don't think you should do that. I think
do what makes you happy. stop worrying about like what the image is or what people are going to think or what they're going to say or if it's the right thing or if it's the wrong thing, because nobody really knows. It's whatever is good for you.
But you care about image.
For myself.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, that, who are we talking about?
It's what makes me happy, though. If I were happy just like, you know, lounging around or going out in public in pajamas, then that's what I would do. That doesn't make me happy.
See, here's what I don't understand. You don't want to go out in public in pajamas, but you'll take pictures of yourself on TikTok in pajamas where people can see them. What is the difference?
It was a video. Well, to be 100% honest, when I got on there, like I said with my kids, I had no idea that they were going to be like something that people, like lots of people saw. It was honestly like something we did for the kids because it was fun and they, you know, were telling us to do funny things and we were doing them. Never in a million years did I think they were going to like stick.
Too late.
I know. It's there. It's there.
And now more people have probably seen you in your pajama bottoms than...
Yeah, but it wasn't inappropriate. It wasn't like I was going out in public to like show anything. So, I just...
No, but it's strange because I think I have seen you in your pajamas now.
That's strange for you.
Well, it's strange because you would not normally see somebody in their pajamas.
Well, and that's you are. You said you don't care to go to the store in your pajamas?
I have, but I wouldn't on a normal... Like when I've been sick, because I live real close to like Meijer.
Right.
And there have been times when I'm sick, and because you live alone, nobody's going to help you. So you have to get up off your sick bed mm-hmm. and go over there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you're not going to get all dressed up to go over there so you can run it. No, you don't. If you're as sick as I was, you wouldn't have dressed up.
I don't have time to be that sick. And yes, I would. I don't get dressed up, but I won't go over there.
I just wanted some Gatorade and some cold medicine, and I'm out.
Mm-hmm. But I still wouldn't do that. I've never done that.
And then I got in the checkout aisle, the self-checkout, so I wouldn't even have to see the cashier. And the lady beside me goes, "Aren't you on the radio?"
See?
And there it was.
Right, exactly.
Hair sticking straight up, pajamas on.
Yep.
I don't know if it was, I can't remember if it was pajamas or like sweatpants, but it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't normal.
See, that's me. Inevitably, I've been around so many families and kids and people and grandparents and things like that. Like, I will see someone I know wherever I go. And that would be the thing. Ooh, I saw Miss Abby. She was rough. I don't need that.
But I've seen you rough several times.
Rough but still dressed.
Yeah, but rough.
In what way? Because my face looked tired.
Your face looked tired and drawn, and your eyes had sagginess under them.
That's called stress in life. And sometimes I don't sleep.
Well, yeah, but I've seen you look rough. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to hammer it in.
You are.
Not really. I've got to be honest.
No one says this to people. No one says this.
It says what?
You look rough. I've seen you rough. But I'm still dressed. I still get up. I give it my best effort.
Maybe well, you might be nicely dressed, but your face looks a little rough.
Well, I can't fix my face, you know? There's only so much I can do.
I mean, on a normal day, it doesn't look all that rough. But on some days, it looked like you've been through the ringer. And I can tell when you've been through the ringer. And I would say you look rough. What's wrong?
That's my life. Some days, I go through the ringer.
Isn't it enough that I care to ask what's wrong with you?
You don't ask what's wrong. You say you look rough.
No, and then I say, what's wrong?
You're like, ugh, what's wrong with your face?
And I say, what's wrong?
No, not really ever.
I do. I always take an interest.
No. You were like, you look rough. Go get me a Diet Coke. Let's talk about it over a Diet Coke.
Well, isn't that good?
No,
not really. If I'd have had one this morning, I'd have been up and running.
I feel less and less bad about not getting you one as further we're here.
What's wrong with rough? That is a nice term to me. Instead of saying one of the bad words that you could say.
I actually think one time you've said, like, you look awful.
Awful?
I think you said that.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Your face looks awful today.
No, I would never say somebody looks awful because anybody has the tendency to look bad any given day of the week.
But you know that it gets to me because I try, I like, put
a... Well, you try to do yourself up. But I can't help that some days that doesn't take.
I can only do so much. You know, some days it doesn't take. We all have those. What am I going to do? Stop looking at you. He's getting on me, and he keeps looking at his computer. He's looking at the Facebook.
Oh.
Not for
content. You're taking little digs because you think I put the in front of everything.
You do. It's the Facebook. It's the TikTok. It's the texting.
I have not said the TikTok all morning.
Yet.
So you take digs at me. Why do you do that?
They're not. That's how when I talk about you or talk to you, this is how I have to talk. Like it's just
how do you talk about me? Because if you're like describe, this is a good topic.
You're Scott Spears.
Yeah, that's right. So when you would, if you would describe to somebody, what would you say?
Oh, he's this middle-aged, partially graying radio guy that I enjoy talking to.
Wow.
Yes.
That is really good.
How would you describe me? Let's go.
That's what you would say.
Let's go. I've always said positive things about you. Like, I have a lot of fun.
Well, I want to hear it. Let's hear it. Come on. This is a good time. We're in a pandemic. We need good news today.
People, they do. Like, you know, I've had, like, even my kids, like, why do you like it going on there? I do. I love being on there. It's kind of a free, like, conversation that we
have.
That's
what your kids say to you. They say, why are you going
Mom,
over there?
What are you doing?
What are you doing over there?
I mean, they're definitely not up right now listening, but, see, look at this. Potential spam.
Okay.
So annoying.
Yeah. Stop looking at it. No, I'm saying, and I'll give you yours, but because inevitably, when you spend time around people, they say, well, tell me about that person if they haven't met them. What do you say?
No, if they're asking about you, I'm like, oh, he's really nice. We have a lot of fun. We have good conversation. I work with him, you know, and then we got into doing this radio thing and podcasting, which is a blast.
Tonight?
Yeah.
We always have
so much fun. Did we decide on a topic?
No, and last week was bad because we didn't have a topic.
I think I'll moderate this time. Like,
you're going to moderate.
I think so.
Say that, but then you'll show up tonight like 5 minutes before and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do.
I'll have to moderate. I'll panic. But I think you always like talk at the beginning, which is fine.
I don't know why nobody else can do that.
This is your thing though. Like, you're the professional.
Ooh, yeah.
So then like, we'll dive right in. I'm going to find a good, I mean, we had so much fun with the
Prowse questionnaire.
The questionnaire.
And you thought you would hate that. It was great.
Well, I kind of hated it because you never liked my answers. You always rolled your eyes at my answers. So that
wasn't fun.
Well,
because Michelle was giving more honest answers and you were giving stock answers.
I wasn't giving stock answers at all.
Oh, like, you know.
You just didn't like them.
Well, we know your kids. We know, you know, significant other. We know, we get that. That's
when you're
not the point of
who
that.
Who you love or something like that. Like, what is your answer outside of your family?
Yeah, but that's everybody's going to say that.
But that's my
even
answer.
I would probably say that.
So was mine wrong?
Because we're supposed to go beyond that. We're trying to reach and get, like, who's your hero? Well, not your family. We get that there are members of your family that were probably heroes to you. That's just, with most people, that's the case. We're trying to reach and make you think about somebody who's a hero to you in life.
I guess, I don't know. That's hard for me to answer outside of...
Well, that's the point.
Know. So I guess I don't have
so you, it's on record. Like, you're moderating tonight when we come back here at 7:30. Because this will be on the air at 8:10 tonight, bye. And you need to get here at 7:30 because you show up late. You come dragging in here. And then I never know what you're doing.
Because life...
No, not, there's no life tonight. Tonight is podcasting from 7:30 until... Because you know what? The podcast...
Why do we have to get here at 7:30 and we don't start till 8:10?
Because inevitably, there's a conversation beforehand that straightens out exactly what we're going to do.
We need like 5 minutes for that.
Not really.
Usually
I need to eat.
It's true. I have to bring you food.
Yeah.
Or Michelle brings delicious food.
She does. She does.
But there's not... There's only a little bit of conversation had about the show. Usually we catch up on the day.
Well, that's good, too.
No, it's fine.
Because then we don't have to do it on air.
Right. So, okay, so now I've already described you.
So you're moderating.
Yes. Okay, now you describe me. If somebody's like, you have this Abby on your show. What is that?
I say, I really don't know who she is. But she comes in and really on a show, I'm just looking for warm bodies to fill time. That's what I say.
See, that's so mean. Like, I don't want to just... That's not what I say about you. I always say nice things.
What you just said was not nice.
What
I mean, it wasn't mean, but it wasn't anything descriptive. Oh, he's a nice guy.
What do you mean to, like, describe your what? Like, your image? Like, what do you want to describe?
Well, like, at this point, haven't we gotten past he's a nice guy?
I'm not going to tell, like, someone who doesn't know you anything. Like, you know, if I'm describing you to someone who doesn't know you, like, what am I going to say?
He's genius.
Oh, I do leave that part out. I figure that's one of those, like, personal, intimate things.
No,
like, once they get to know you.
You know what I have said about people? Like, you know, I'll tell you, like, and he might show up tonight, Sean, for the podcast. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be interesting. It'll be a foursome tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you stop. See, you... I knew exactly. I could see your eyes.
No, because
it's
I like
awful.
That Sean's... I like,
that is awful.
I like that Sean is coming because he likes us.
Well, not after tonight. Once he meets you, he won't have the same...
I have met him.
Okay. Where?
The root Bear Stand.
Oh, that's right. We were all there together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and he was like, he was kind of on our side. And when he calls in, he's always on our side.
Yeah, but that's just, I'm just truthful. But you know what I always say, and I've said it to you guys. I say it's a strange, good relationship with both of them because we did not know each other, and it was like instant chemistry. That it was, you know, there's never been an odd moment. There's never been an argument. There's never been an estrangement. There's never been an I'm mad at that person.
Right.
There's never been any, like, problem. And it's different because that is very strange. Whether we're at work or whether we are hanging together outside of work or at dinner or, like, a Facebook message, it's just there.
I don't think that, yeah, I don't know why we were like that kind of from the beginning. It's just one of those things. I think, but, like, also, we're all pretty, like, brutally honest. I mean, not in a negative way to each other, but I think we have an honest relationship.
Well, I think I would consider you a friend other than a coworker. I would never say that's my coworker.
Yeah.
I mean, we work together.
Right.
But it's past that now.
It is.
Yeah. So that's what I would say. It's my friend. So it's just different that way.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be Sean?
I don't know who this is.
Oh, okay.
Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. Left us. Well, then maybe they'll give us a call back. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in. But wouldn't that be fun if he showed up tonight?
It would be. He should just give a little.
Yeah.
And then Michelle and I can have him answer questions too.
What do you want to know about him?
It's just funny answers to questions.
So you're bringing the stuff tonight.
So I will figure something out.
Okay, it's your deal tonight.
No,
I'm bringing nothing.
Okay, so at the end of last week, didn't have any topic at all for this week?
Right, I don't think so.
Okay.
So it's all you tonight. 7:30.
We have something to have fun with.
7:30.
Okay-ish.
And you're bringing a drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what are we talking?
From McDonald's. From McDonald's.
Okay.
You're bringing the drink. But no, so that is a nice thing, I think, that I say about you two. I say that, you know, it's a friendship. It's a nice friendship. We get along. It's a chemistry, like I think you have with people on a television show. Like, it either works or it doesn't.
Right.
And this works very well. And that's a good thing, I think, to say.
It is.
And you say what?
I mean, I would say the same thing. To be honest, that we met at, you know, through work, and we are friends.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm obviously like the talker and the funny one and the nice one.
Well, you are the talker.
I do talk.
You do.
It's like, you know, ways to get out of those uncomfortable situations. Just keep talking.
Now, are you usually immediately open with people?
Maybe? I don't know.
You don't seem it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I guess not immediately. Like, I think it's strange because, like, I did not know you at all.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
So,
about
I mean,
it.
I guess, no, probably not with not people that I don't know at all. But then Michelle and I kind of had we knew each other a little bit. We weren't friends by any means, but we definitely knew each other prior and had, you know, things in common that she knew. Like, she went to school with people in my life. So we had that in common. And she knew things, so.
But we didn't know each other at all.
No, not at all.
And immediately.
Mm-hmm. Clicked.
Clicked. Mm-hmm. For some reason.
You don't have that with everybody.
No, you don't, and I don't know why that is. Some people, you know, they're there, and you think, oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you think it was because we had so much downtime in the beginning? Like, we weren't, you know, as, we did things, but we had a lot of time to talk, you know?
I don't know. I don't think so, because I've talked to other people. And sometimes you just don't, it just doesn't ever develop into any kind of friendship. It's just what it is.
But in the beginning, we had a lot of time just with the two of us or three of us. You can't just not talk.
So you think if we had been busier, we would not have been friends?
I think in the beginning, the first, 2 weeks, we had, you know, it was basically just the two or three of us.
Right.
We had very little time. You know, we had things to accomplish, but we had a lot of time to talk in there.
I don't know. People could have been distant, though.
Yeah, true.
I mean, people could have been shut up and...
Here's my thing. If I have to go to work and I have to be there and be around, I'd rather get along with everybody well. So I'm not going to just be as closed off.
I try not to be closed off.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I try to be very open and honest and friendly.
Maybe I'll get to that side.
Yeah. It's been there. Well, I think it all started when, as I've said before, you called me an inappropriate name right to my face. And that was it for me. That's when it all started to go down.
Like,
I thought, well,
okay, she's all right then.
Yeah, why should I hold anything back now? No need for that.
True. You saw like a very raw side of me right then, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. Would you have said that to just anybody?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
I didn't call you a name. I said you were full of it.
Right.
Right.
But I don't think I was full of anything.
Oh my gosh, your story was like the tallest tale ever. It wasn't happening.
Oh no, I did those things.
You did not.
Why would I make that
so
up?
You made a lot of things up.
Now, explain to me what I made up.
You were a storyteller. I think on that particular day, you were talking about the spaghetti dinner.
There was one, yes.
And then they offered you pizza.
They
and
did.
It was gross, and they were having a meeting, and then you met a very nice girl.
Named Emily.
And she wanted you to do something, right? Did she want you to dance or talk or join the meeting?
Dance. Yeah, dance. She wanted me to dance.
It was one of these weird stories that just kept getting taller and taller. And really, you were just telling a cover story because you came back with all this food and without Michelle. And you had cookies and you didn't get us anything.
Well, I couldn't take everything from the party.
You could have.
Well, no, you guys weren't at the
party.
There were other people there.
There was no party.
There was a whole thing going on.
It was a meeting.
Right.
With teachers.
Right.
It was not a whole thing.
It was a meeting.
They just said, hey, come on in and have some pizza and spaghetti, which is a weird
thing. Well, that girl, Emily, yes, mm-hmm. She invited me in because I knew her from a previous encounter.
I know
encounter.
Who you're talking about, but that's not
right.
What you were talking about that day. Because you said Emily had, like, blonde hair. Emily does not have blonde hair.
Well, not that Emily.
No, right.
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 No, this
right.
Emily had blonde hair.
Not the Emily that you knew prior.
No, not her.
Oh, see, there we go.
No, but I knew this out. Emily prior as well. You think I know more than one girl named Emily?
I don't. I do a couple now.
Okay, there you go.
No, so that's not who we're talking about.
No, but the one who invited me in was blonde hair.
Your story just kept getting taller and taller and taller. So I called you out on it.
Yeah, but I don't know that it was your place.
I think it was at that point.
You do?
Yeah. Because you were gone for a really long time.
Well, sometimes I have to go and take care of things.
Right. What? You don't.
There are if somebody stops me in the hall and needs help, I've got to help them.
This is your story, though. It always is, which is weird because I can walk down that same hall and be doing the same thing, and then like they don't stop and ask me for help.
Well, it's probably your demeanor.
No.
You probably have a sultry demeanor.
I'm a lot of fun there. Sultry?
Sultry.
What does that mean?
Salty.
Salty is not sultry.
Same thing.
No, it's definitely not. It's
well, what is sultry?
I think that's more of like a sultry, like seductive. What is that?
Oh, no, no.
I'm going to Google it.
Sultry.
Sultry is not salty.
Well, you were both. You were salty in the hallway, and nobody wants to approach a salty person.
Attractive in a way that suggests a passionate nature.
Sultry?
That is sultry, yes.
Well, maybe that's why people don't want to approach you in the hallway. I don't know.
I'm definitely going to need to change my school wardrobe then, apparently.
I did not realize. Well, you took your shoes off.
Do you use the word sultry to other people?
It depends. I mean, if I think they're being that way in the hallway, sure.
I took my shoes off to race, which was
and
so
lost.
Fun. I tied.
No.
I did, and it was so fun.
That was part of your competitive side.
The kids loved it, which is why I did it. It was just fun.
Really?
It was absolutely, yes. Why would I didn't do it to, like, do anything. Those kids were out there running every day, and, like, it was just fun. How many other teachers stopped and asked to do that? Not one.
Well, but you're competitive.
It wasn't necessarily a competitive thing, though. Like, did I really think that I was going to beat those boys? Absolutely not.
But yet you still wanted to be there.
Yeah, because it was fun.
What was fun about it?
It made them laugh. It made them smile. They were like, hey.
They're like, look at that old lady running down the hallway.
No, they thought I was much younger than what I actually am.
Oh, you love that, too.
I do.
You love to ask people's.
I ask someone how old they think
you
I
do.
Am.
Oh, yes, you do.
I have never done
you
that.
You would constantly. I can't tell. If I had a nickel for every time you went up to somebody and you said,
this is one of those tall tales. I've never done that.
You do. And you love it when people guess young.
People always guess young. That's not new.
But
I never
didn't,
do that.
When I met you, I didn't know your age.
Right. I never said, how old am I, Scott?
I would have said 49.
But see, I never asked you that. You were telling this story. I never say how old. I never gone up to somebody and how old do you think I am?
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, my gosh,
you get around
I never
to,
have.
Because they'll say, how old are you? And you say, how old do you think I am? You never
well,
just
when they
tell
ask
them.
Me, no, because, like, I'm not going to have, you don't ask a lady your age.
Especially a middle-aged woman.
Right. That's why I just defer. Deflect,
because
defer.
You think they're going to guess old. Nobody's going to guess old.
People do guess old.
And then you'll say something rude if I'm in the room. You'll say I'm older than he is. Like I'm looking like Grandpa Moses or something.
That's not that you're Grandpa Moses, but you do got the grays. We've just
Well, I don't dye the hair.
Okay, so here we are.
If you let that go with 6 months.
Dye the hair on.
What did you say? I don't dye hair?
What, no, you I say, don't dye my hair.
I don't dye my hair.
You said I don't dye the hair.
Well, I don't dye my hair.
To each his own. I mean,
it's still there.
If I were a guy, I wouldn't dye my hair either. I wouldn't. Gray is fine.
Right.
Okay.
As we go along in life.
Right. It's expected.
It is, but I don't know that you go all gray. Some people never go all gray.
True.
They just get this little grayness.
I had an uncle that never went all gray, and he was older.
Salt and pepper all his life.
It was. It was gorgeous hair. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It is.
You know, the hair is interesting, because when I was really, really young, it was really light brown. And then it became a darker brown, and now it's this.
Well, you know, my Owen, my middle one that you say is cool kid.
Cool kid.
Which he is. He, when he was little, had the blondest blonde hair, like white head. And it's dark now. It's as dark as mine.
I don't know what causes the pigment in your hair to change.
I don't either. But it was.
What was your natural color?
This is my natural color. I don't dye my hair and like make it some funky color.
Did you ever dye it a different color, like blonde or something?
No, I've never been blonde. When I was in like high school, I tried to do, you know, like box color one time, and I added red to it, which I did like. It wasn't like
a redhead.
It wasn't like, no, it wasn't like flaming red. They just had like a.
Do all like girls want to be redheads? What is that about?
I think they're just rare.
And then they put that like purple now in, but it's not purple.
I don't do that.
It's not purple. It's like a really vivid red, but it almost looks purple.
Like a mahogany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's basically what my hair, that's what I did when I was in high school. I loved the color because it looked natural, you know, if you wouldn't have known me. It wasn't one of those colors that looked unnatural, like a purple. I don't know.
That would look unnatural in your hair because your hair is brown.
No, it is. You're used to seeing me. Like, you know, my hair is probably a little bit, it's gotten a little bit lighter as I've gotten older. It was probably a little bit darker in high school, like just naturally. But I don't know. It's just a fun thing to do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't change my hair color like completely now.
No, but you like to take pictures and family photos and all those sorts of things.
I have lots of, I like take lots of pictures of my kids and family. Yeah.
And selfies.
I don't do selfies.
I don't know. I think I've seen a selfie of you.
I don't think so. If I'm with someone, but not just of myself.
You were probably like looking for a pimple or something.
Perhaps.
Did you ever have that problem?
No. Like, I got pimples, but it was never like I had to like go on medication and like fix it.
I feel bad for people who have to do that, but it clears up eventually.
Yeah.
As you get older.
Sometimes.
What's your weirdest habit?
I don't know. Habit. Something I have to do every, like I have to make my bed every day. I've told you this.
That's strange.
You know what's really strange right now?
What's that?
It's eating at me. I left my house today. My bed was not completely made.
Oh, because you got up late.
No, I just.
You just got up early and decided, forget his pop,
I'll be honest. My problem this morning was I couldn't decide what shoes to wear. I ended up changing my pants because I didn't like my shoes. I couldn't pick them. I know. And I'm on a radio show, so it's not like it matters what shoes I'm wearing, but I couldn't leave the house with it. I know. It's crazy.
During a pandemic. And what did you choose?
Sandals.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It took you that long to discuss. I did not have a pop this morning because you had to find sandals.
I still left in time, but I did not. Every other day, I've had time to get you McDonald's, but then the lady this morning at Starbucks was, you know, it was a little slow, so that took a little longer than what I thought, and then McDonald's was a little longer than what it should have been, so.
Well, I will let the audience know that tonight we'll be on.
Yes.
With Michelle from 8 to 9, and you'll be hosting.
Oh, well, you're still going to start.
I'll say hello.
You're going to be like, oh, because we have a song now.
We have a song.
Right. And then be like, away we go. Here we go.
Is that a mock?
No.
Are you mocking?
Not at all.
Uh-huh. And then I should let people know that Glenn Coble and I will be filling in for Charlie next 2 hours. Cool. And then Glenn will be on at 12, and Adam, the computer guy, will be on at 2. We'll be back on tonight at 8. This has been a distraction from everything going on, and it's been fun.
That was our goal. I hope people lighten the mood a little bit.
It was a very light conversation.
It was.
Abby Crowman was the guest. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
I think all 23 primaries he's been in, or 22, or whatever it is, caucuses and primaries, he's lost. He's not won any one of them. Yet if he wins today, his home state, they're considering him a, and I guess I, to these political pundits, say, oh,